Subject: my husband is my roommate with benefits. Dear Shirley and Steve, my husband and I have been together for 18 years and married for 12 years. For the last 8.5 years, we have not slept in the same bedroom. He has given me multiple reasons as to why he doesn't, such as our bed was too small, so I got a bigger bed, or I snore too loud. He also has told me that if he slept in the same bed with me, he would want to have sex with me every night, all night. These are the reasons he gave me years ago. I used to ask him to come back to our bedroom and he would say yes, but it never happened. I've told him that I don't like it when he only comes to the room to have sex, and once it's over, he heads to the other room. I've denied him sex, but it only makes our relationship worse. He gets very angry. I have set up romantic nights for us. Once the romance is over, guess what? He goes to the other room. I don't get a kiss goodnight, and I can't forget about him. I can forget about him even holding me the rest of the night. I can't tell you the last time he has actually held me in bed. I have told him it's hard for me to want to have sex with him, and when I know that that's all he's coming in the room for. He doesn't understand my feelings. Our youngest daughter has never seen us sleep in the same room. I know it's embarrassing for our other daughter when she has friends over and see her dad sleeping in another room. I've gotten used to sleeping in separate rooms. I know it's not something I should be used to, but I can't get him back in the room. If he comes back, I know it will. I will have to get used to having him next to me. I just don't know what else to do. I have to ask you, why did you let it go for so long? For 8.5 years? That's a very long time. It's long enough if you do have a snoring problem to take care of that. He said the bed was too small, so you took care of that. But definitely long enough. It's been long enough for him to develop a habit of doing exactly what he's doing. And that's what he wants to do, having sex with you and then leaving with no regard for your needs or your feelings or your wants. Your marriage is in serious trouble. There's no intimacy here. There's no communication between you two, just sex. And of course, you want more than that. You want a real marriage. You don't mention at all this at all, but have you tried going into his room and just sleeping with him in there? I mean, that's a starting point, if nothing else. Steve?
This letter right here, I just, what you want me to tell you? I just have to tell you the truth. This letter right here, this is a man that loves you. This ain't a man that's in love with you. That's what this is. This is male behavior of somebody that's not in love with you. He loves you. You his wife. You his family. In love with you is not in this letter. Women and men both, you can love somebody without being in love with them. This is not an in-love couple. I don't want to be bothered with you. I don't want all that. Just when I want that. I don't need you up under me. I don't care how you feel about being hell. We don't need this intimacy. We don't need intimacy. I ain't in love with you. I love you, but you don't have to be intimate with people you love. That's all this is. I'm sorry. I'd love to tell you more. I'd love to break it down for you. But when you pull the banana peel back on this one, ma'am, this is where I see it. Now, could I be wrong? Yeah. Am I wrong? No. Could I be wrong? Yeah. But am I wrong? No. 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 I'm sorry. No. You can't explain this to me. He's not in love. That's all. If I were to talk to this man, if Dr. Phil were to talk to this man, whoever would talk to this man, they're going to tell you this. Because this ain't how men do. When men do this, it's for a reason. Now, the only other reason that this could possibly be going down like this is he is getting his intimacy somewhere else.
Mm.
Now, is there any evidence that that's happening? No. So where we at? He's in love with you. He loves you, but he's not in love with you. Yes, Shirley.
Okay, is there a possibility, though, that they can rekindle this?
Yeah, I mean, anything's a possibility,
yeah.
But two things gonna have to happen. No, he either got to quit getting intimate somewhere else, mm-hmm. or he got to fall back in love with you.
Exactly.
You going over to the room ain't gonna solve nothing. If he don't want you in there, who wants rejection? She get rejection when he come to the room, handle mm-hmm. his business, and then leave. Then she done stop that from happening. Then he get furious. Mm-hmm. Me and something else, man. Mm-hmm. well, we cold piece of work. You'll do what I want you to do or I'm going to be mad. Well, you just going to be mad then. Because what the woman don't have to do is do your bidding, and then now she mad, feel stank, trifling, right. Used, abused. Now she just got to go over there and go to sleep and deal with it. But you got these kids in the house. He is self-centered. He only care about himself. I married you. I'm in this thing. I love you. I'm taking care of these kids. What else you want? I want to be held, treated with respect. I want to be loved. He don't want, I love you, but he's not in love with you. Do I think he's messing around? No evidence in the letter at all to validate that. Plenty of evidence to say he ain't. Just ask any man that's in love with a woman. That's all I got to do. Just start taking a survey. If you're in love with your woman, do you sleep away from her? No. Come on, man. Like, I like rolling over, feeling that skin. Y'all got to get up out of here with that. I can't do that. I roll over there. That skin ain't over there. What are we over here for? I sleep on the couch, watch TV.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.